Hi, my name is Sharon Ehrlich, and I'm the founder of Living While Leading and an executive coach for women in leadership roles who work with me to gain control over their careers, prioritize their needs, and focus on what's important to them. I'm also an advocate for female empowerment, particularly as it relates to women's careers and the economic impact access to opportunities can have on their lives. Before we get started with today's topic, I'd like to tell you a story. Decades ago, when I lived in New York, I pursued an MBA in business management and hospital administration. In parallel to my studies, I worked full-time for a consulting company, where I was a top performer and had a solid reputation as a hard worker. My boss and other executives knew I was pursuing an MBA and wanted to pivot my career into hospital administration. They also knew that I had launched a job search. Back in those days, looking for work meant sending unsolicited letters by mail to human resource departments or filling out job applications in person. The process was terribly slow, as all of the communication happened by post. Eventually, I started to receive rejection letters. They all politely stated that my lack of hospital experience made me an unsuitable candidate for the roles I was applying for. My disappointment was increasing with each rejection letter. I thought I would never get the job that I wanted. I mentioned my frustration to one of the executives at the consulting company. His name was Jeff. He told me he had a friend who worked in a hospital and said that he would put in a good word for me because he knew me and he knew I would be successful in any job. Within a few weeks, I received a call from a hospital for an interview. It's worth mentioning that months earlier, the same hospital had rejected my application for employment. I think you know where this story is going. I interviewed, I was hired into a junior management role, and I ended up having a very successful 9-year career at the hospital, where I climbed the ranks and eventually was promoted to the position of administrative director of the Women and Children's Hospital. Why did I tell you this story? One crucial aspect that we often overlook when it comes to women's career advancement is the role of sponsorship. My story is a classic example of how sponsorship works. At that time in my life, I had no network and no mentor. However, I benefited from someone who knew me, knew my work ethic, my skill set, my strength, and advocated for me. My sponsor Jeff and I had a professional relationship that was based on trust. He was established in his career and had a broad network. He connected me to someone who also had influence and power. He was being very coy when he said that he had a friend who worked in a hospital. His friend was actually the vice president of the hospital. In the end, I had to show up for the interview and convince the person in front of me that I was right for the job. So although Jeff supported me in getting my foot in the door, I still had to demonstrate my competence. This example illustrates how sponsorship can change the trajectory of a woman's life and career. My economic status and earning potential changed immediately and permanently. I gained expertise and skills which were transferable to different industries. I built my own network and have had a long and successful career since then. So let's talk about sponsorship a little bit. It's important to first distinguish the difference between mentorship and sponsorship. In the simplest terms, mentorship is what you say to your mentee. It's the guidance and advice you provide to them to help them develop their skills and abilities. Mentors can serve as coaches, mentors can be assigned, or mentoring relationships can evolve organically. You probably had a mentor at one time in your life. Data shows that women tend to be over-mentored, and oftentimes their mentors are less senior and don't have any authority. On the other hand, sponsorship is effectively what you say about the beneficiary when they're not in the room. It's how you actively advocate for their growth within an institution or a profession by using your influence and your power. Sponsorship relies on trust and mutually beneficial relationships, something many women may struggle to develop in male-dominated settings. Human nature creates an uneven playing field. People tend to gravitate to those who are like them, and in many cases, they gravitate to those with the same gender. This fact increases the likelihood that powerful men will sponsor and advocate for other men when leadership opportunities or special projects arise. Before I go any further, I want to be clear about the difference between sponsorship and nepotism. Nepotism is when you use your power and influence to favor relatives, friends, or associates. Nepotism doesn't require the beneficiary to be competent nor qualified. It's based on unfairness and is unprincipled. A work climate where nepotism is a common practice suffers from employee cynicism, which leads to employee disengagement and has a negative impact on outcomes. I know you're asking why sponsorship is a matter you should be concerned with. Well, let me share some data with you. According to the 2021 data from the European Commission, working women in the EU earn 13% less for every euro earned by a man. This figure is commonly referred to as the gender pay gap. Women in Austria are impacted even more severely, earning 18.9% less than men working in their country. Let me illustrate to you the impact of this pay gap. Let's assume that a 25-year-old woman enters the job market and she earns the current average salary of 24,309 euros per year and consistently experiences wage inequality of 18.9% at the same rate over her entire career. Let's also assume that she can expect her salary to increase by 1% per year and she works until the age of 65. In this scenario, she can expect to lose potential earnings over her lifetime of 335,000 euros. I don't know one person who wouldn't want to retire having had the possibility to earn an additional 335,000 euros over the lifetime of their career. These startling figures impact you too. Either because you're a woman working in Austria and have been impacted by the wage inequality your entire life, or because you're in a dual-income household where your partner is a woman, or because one of your loved ones is a female and is or will be working in Austria. The gender pay gap is a result of a variety of inequities women face. Progression of their careers and financial rewards account for some of these inequities. Sponsorship has a direct impact on a woman's career progression. It opens doors by providing the possibility to be a first or senior author on a research paper, or possibilities for international fellowships and job promotions, and a myriad of other opportunities. It's quite possible that you had a challenging or maybe even terrible experience advancing your career. You've probably convinced yourself that your negative experience is somehow a rite of passage for anyone who follows behind you, essentially thinking, it was bad for me, so it should be bad for everyone. I challenge you to rethink this. Think about how positive your career journey would have been had you been in a more supportive environment with people who were genuinely interested in your success. Just because you had it hard doesn't mean those coming behind you should have it hard too. Why would you even want them to? Changing your thinking around this requires a shift in your mindset, where you'll have to tap into your generosity. You have the possibility to influence many around you. It could be that the notion of sponsoring a woman is a stretch for you. You're concerned that endorsing one may affect your reputation. That's why I would like to suggest that you take time to evaluate your professional relationships. Are you mentoring women? If yes, what can you do to transform these relationships so that mutual trust is deepened and that you would feel comfortable sponsoring them? If you aren't mentoring women, then ask yourself why. You have so much knowledge and experience to share. You'll gain a fulfilling professional relationship where you'll get to witness your mentee develop as a result of your interaction with her. As a leader in your field, you have the opportunity to redefine the support system. You can have an impact on women within your sphere of influence by acknowledging their talents publicly or by taking action when presented with opportunities for career development that match or stretches their skill sets. I suggest you ask yourself these two key questions. The first one is, how can I utilize my position of authority to actively advocate for talented women around me? The second question is, how can I transform my mentoring relationships into more impactful opportunities that can accelerate career growth, foster diversity, and create economic empowerment? It's up to you to support and sponsor every talented woman and pave the way towards more opportunity for future generations. Thank you for your attention, and remember, you're the solution to claiming what's important to you.